Human rights workers have warned that Israel's military demolition of crossings through the Netanya River will isolate tens of thousands of residents in South Lebanon from essential lifelines. This week, Israel said it would seize southern Lebanon up to the Netanya River to create a buffer zone against Lebanese armed group Hezbollah, which pulled Lebanon into the regional war by firing on Israel on the 2nd of March in solidarity with Iran. Lebanese authorities say more than 1,100 people have been killed so far, and more than 1 million others have been displaced, including some 136,000 people staying in collective shelters. At a shelter in a school in Beirut, pregnant woman Sara Shahla says she's worried about the future.
Everything is different. I mean, during these days I had imagined that you'd be sitting at home getting ready for the baby, preparing everything that a baby needs, that you'd be psychologically at ease, so that you can bring a baby into the world feeling at ease too. But now everything is different. Now you're just sitting there waiting for relief, as they say.